Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thank you for flying on our airlines today. Please wear your masks for the duration of the flight until we give you all drinks at the same time and everyone takes them off at the same time. We're supposed to maintain social distance. That's why we've packed you in here like sardines. Thank you. Sir, you are sitting in the emergency exit row. I need a verbal yes that you are willing and able to help others in case of emergency.
Yes.
But the real answer is absolutely not if this goes down and we're still not living. You think I'm gonna help this guy who's been breathing on me on flight? No.
Thank you so much.
Now I will begin running through the seatbelt crap that no one listens to, because if this goes down, we're definitely dying. So make sure you...
Hey, airplanes. If we're going down... I'm not helping this guy, crazy guy to my right, or this woman who keeps sneezing to my left. I've been on a lot of flights lately, you know, grateful to get back out it, but no one's listening to these rundowns, right? Or they say, hey, if you're in the emergency exit, please take a moment to familiarize yourself. If we go down and we live, I don't know how to open the door, okay? If by miracle I figure it out, you think I'm going to do like a after you? I don't get a thank you half the time. I just open the door to like a coffee shop for somebody. I think I'm going to do it on a Boeing in the Atlantic. I'm out of there, man. So I've been doing a lot of flying. I love just wear masks the whole flight, which is, you know, I'm not an anti-masker, okay? But I'm on flights, just wear the mask the whole time, and then they give us food and drink, and the masks come off at the same time. None of it makes sense. Now we're in the airports that are like, stay away from each other and then file into this little vestibule. It's just, as we're coming out of it, it's improving. Vibes are up. Very excited. It's funny to see the logic go way down. Vibes are up. Logic is down. I'll watch college basketball. Go Cowboys. Oklahoma State. They're surging. But they're like, the players, when they're sitting on the bench, they have to wear a mask. They take off the mask and they rubbing up with the sweaty bodies. And, you know, these coaches, they got to wear a mask. They're all tested negative. They got to wear a mask. And they constantly have it down to talk and yell. It's just, none of it makes sense. I don't, just either wear the mask or don't wear the mask. But like, CDC announced we can, vaccinate people can hang out indoors. I think we might be doing some shows, bigger shows later this year, people. So we're hoping to announce something big soon. I'm gonna tell my recties that my Tracy Diaz, but I just got back from Bridgeport, Connecticut. 6 sold out shows. Thank you so much. It was great. Really feeling better and better about the show every time we're out. So I in a weird way, I'm grateful for the COVID and the delay, because the show has only gotten better with time. So I can't wait to show it all to you. And now I'm back, man. And it was great. It was basically. Here in the Midwest, it was like the nicest weekend of the year. And I went to Connecticut where it was 28 degrees, so that was chill. I stayed in a I'm a big Airbnb guy over hotel. Hotels these days, I don't know, they got to do something different. It's very sad. Stayed at Airbnb, and there wasn't a lot of options around Bridgeport, Connecticut. But I stayed at this old barn, and it was a cute little barn, but we were in the middle of a horrifying part of town. To the locals, we'd be like, "Where are you staving?" "Sane." And we say, "New Haven, Connecticut." And they're like, "We're praying for you." But we survived. No one got killed. Nobody killed except me on stage, baby. That's right. I did some murdering. Boom. Had a great time. Glad to be back. Got back home and the vibes are up. Vibes are up. Space Jam 2 is coming out. I'm very excited about this. I think it was me, YouTube, probably Derek. Perfect Age, Space Jam. Grew up on it. Apparently, I watched it countless times. VHS. Let's go. Space Jam 1 was the real deal. I'm glad they're making a second one. I think it's going to be great. Space Jam 1, Lola Bunny was a Lola baddie, dude. She was the most voluptuous little rabbit. And 8-year-old Trey, I didn't know what to think. I don't know what the term is. You know, there's a lot of terms these days I can't even begin to define. I don't know what the term is for being attracted to animated characters. Cartosexual. That, I think that's a lot of young men in the 90s can agree. Okay, this is getting weird. But Space Jam was great. And Space Jam 2, LeBron James, we're coming at you. And I've heard they have switched up Lola Bunny in this. So Lola Bunny's back, or is it like Lola Bunny's daughter?
She's back. I mean, she's cute still, just not as...
Oh, yeah. Conservatives want you to be mad that Lola Bunny's not hot anymore. They made her... She had like a crop top. She was very... This was the 90s. People were... You know, the crop talk... People who rocked the little crop talk and the... I can't talk. Crop top in the 90s were Jennifer Aniston and Lola Bunny. Those were them. And I guess, yeah, I need a comparison. This will be good. I think we have a comparison photo or image, which will be great. That's so funny. It's like a thing. Yeah, look at her. They really changed it up. They've got her more clothes. She's got on a shooting sleeve like Allen Iverson. Crossed over. They crossed her over. That's what it seems like. She's now Lexi Bunny. The much more... It is funny that... Oh, what's their explanation? They're just kind of like trying to be respectful or something. But it's funny because for sure women are getting less clothed as time goes on. Why are we clothing the bunnies more? It's also hilarious. We're in a weird culture where it's like, this is a big, powerful move that we're gonna make sure this animated bunny is less sexy. Maybe that is a good call. Because the way we're going, you're gonna have a bunch of 8-year-old me's who... We don't need kids attracted to bunnies at this point. I don't know if that was good for me. So nonetheless, the movie's going to be excellent. I can't wait for Space Jam 2, and it's going to be great. We're showing stuff. If you didn't know, there's a video version of this podcast. I want to give a shout out to the Trey Kinder Studios YouTube channel. We appreciate y'all watching there, and also on Facebook. I watched a TikTok the other day that said, how Hispanics say social medias. Hispanics say, I see you on Facebook. I thought that was funny. What was it? Oh, okay. So wait, I hope you guys, we've been starting each episode with like a little skit, which I hope you enjoyed. Last week's Bachelor versus Bachelorettes. I'm going to read some of the YouTube comments because you're the comments games. I love them. Someone said, I love how he puts on a thick winter scarf with even the hot summer background. That's the best thing. I'm still haven't gotten to full. Huh?
That's on me, I feel like.
No. I told you, Scottsdale. I think it's great. That's my brand. Is the girl character is just a scarf. It's about, I'm not going to put on makeup. What do you. Apparently, I've learned that the female makeup is very expensive anyway. Katie got very upset when I got into it once. It's a long story. The scarf just makes it more realistic. Sarcasm? Okay. I love how you can be a boy and girl both effortlessly. Thank you. The screech at the beginning. Ah! Very girl. What? I see we bought a new scarf. I did update the scarf. Thank you for noticing. Jesus loves everyone. And someone responded, does he love Hitler? Okay. What are we doing in the comments? What are we doing in the comment sections, my people? Tone it down a notch. What about Hitler, though? There was no response to that. I think we just leave it there. The age-old question. Oh, okay. That one got a little weird, but that's fine. I wanted to do something we haven't done in a while. That's one of my absolute favorites. I've been saving it. Dramatic reading. We got a couple great ones today. It's going to be fun.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
So this is a dramatic reading. Someone sent in. Always send me stuff at the email, correctopinions@trakener.com, or hit me up on the Correct Opinions Instagram. This looks like a sweet teen love. This is a love post, dramatic, over-the-top post. Sent, this guy to his lovely lady. Let us begin another dramatic reading. Emma, I've come down with a disease in the past year and a half. Lover's disease.
Ew.
Definition. A disease in which the carrier will do anything for Emma because of his attraction towards her. Symptoms. Butterflies in my stomach, glowing eyes, loss of time, sadness went away. From you, loss of money, LOL. Causes? Emma's looks, her intelligence, her kindness, her smile, her beautiful and contagious laugh, her capacity to love all, her void, hee hee hee. Treatment? More hugs, kisses, time together, and beating her at video games. Emma's side of this be like, I've got a problem. I'm being followed by a psychopath. Problem. This guy's crazy. Causes? He was raised weird. Symptoms? Skinny and lame. Okay. He goes on. Emma, I've had the greatest privilege to get to know you a lot better the last year and a half. It has been the best years of my entire life. Granted, I'm only 16, and the first, like, 4, you can't remember. And beyond that, I just kind of disobeyed my mom and played COD. So thesis, and I've never even touched another girl, let alone gotten hugs and kisses. We have been through thick and thin, but you're always there, and that's what I love most about you. You're always there to cheer me up. You're 18 now, so not dating a minor makes me feel a lot better. JK. What? It's probably not the best state of our culture to make those jokes, young man. But Emma, you truly deserve the whole world, and I know that whatever you put your mind to, you can accomplish. You are my best friend, and I want it to stay like that for a long time. I love you all the way to Pluto and back. Pluto doesn't want to be included in this, even. They're like, we're already not a planet, and now you're doing this to us? Leave us alone. Happy birthday, my love. That was all for a birthday. So, shout out to the lucky couple there. You sound like a very lucky girl. And if you're still alive, young lady, we're here to help. Okay, I'm kidding. Dramatic reading. I saved the second one. The best first, last, okay? Always send me these guys because they really make my day. This looks like an over-the-top Facebook post. Someone sent it to me, says, Trey, please roast this. This, for context, this couple recently sold their house and now live in an RV. Oh, you already know this is going to be annoying. Oh, I love how people do this thing where they like live in a van and they think they're better than you. It's like, dude, you're a flat tire away from being homeless. Stop posting on Facebook. So she, this one of the couple, the lady sells essential oils, which the email person put in parentheses, shocking, love that. And they made a course where women can inform themselves about vaccines. Let's just dive in. To another dramatic reading. Quote, "Wow, what a power couple," end quote. "I remember when we were on a weekend getaway to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we were making small talk with the bartender while we waited for our Uber, and he said this, 'Wow, what a power couple.' He made that comment after chatting about our ages and what we do for a living, and his words still ring in my ears from time to time because I remember my head. I said to myself, yeah, someday. As a new baby nurse grad and Josh really new to his field, we were successful, don't get me wrong. But not in the radical way I'd built up in my head we would be. Not yet. This Gary V's daughter? What is going on? And that's how I've unintentionally lived my life ever since. Someday. Someday I'll be a great leader. Someday I'll feel strong enough to step out of my comfort zone. Someday I'll really share what's on my heart, even though it's hard. Someday we'll be together as a family more. Someday I won't make any more emotional reactions. Someday we'll all have the time and resources to bless whoever, whenever. Someday I'm going to be roasted on some weird guy's podcast." You know where pursuing someday has gotten me? To a lot of dark, unrealistic places. Feelings of failure brimming with feelings of inadequacy because day after day after day wasn't magically turning into someday. Someday wasn't coming. Until I realized, you don't need a stage to be a leader. You don't need to be a millionaire to bless others. You don't need to be some force of nature to share your convictions unapologetically. And you don't need your family together 24/7 to spend quality time with them. Okay. You don't have to be some force of nature to just annoy people on your Facebook feed. And you don't have to be a millionaire, but by the way, we still do make a lot of money. She goes on. "So I dug in my heels, started consuming all the knowledge I could on successful stay-at-home income streams, how to be a good leader, how to be business savvy, and I dove in headfirst into three different ones I felt could work for me. And here we are. I'm bringing in thousands monthly, spread across several ventures." She really wrote that. "I'm bringing in thousands of dollars a month. I'm right at the poverty line. I am self-aware when my reaction is an emotional one. With shaky knees and a sick stomach, I'm slowly starting to share my heart on things. Our family is spending loads of time together. I was able to have one-on-one calls yesterday with multiple people pouring love, encouragement, and virtual hugs all over women who need to hear it. Next up, Josh, my sweet Josh, coming home full-time if he wants to. And that, my friends, is right around the corner too. It's crazy how when you stop trying to make someday happen and just give it what you've got today, right now." That's an incomplete sentence. "Then today turns into tomorrow, which turns into next week, next month, and before you know it, I'm a 10,000-aire. Paraphrasing. So what do you want to be someday? What can you do today to make that happen? Affiliate link below." Thank you. That's been another dramatic reading. Thank you. Okay, that was a real treat. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for that. Please send me those.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now All you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, did y'all see that Oprah interview with the royal people? So I don't know much about the royal people. All I know is that there's somehow England still has queens and stuff. All I know is that Diana. The queen had her killed. As what? No, I don't know that. I don't know. But we're talking about, they went on Oprah. We all know Harry and the actress girl, Meghan Markle, they broke off with the family. Big news. Now we have the first Oprah interview. And, you know, among other things, I guess, this is like hilarious. Also, obviously not hilarious, but I guess like Prince Harry's mom or the grandma, I guess, had said like, okay, we're hoping the baby turns out a little whiter than the mom. It's like what they... And so they're like, yeah, we're out of the family. So that's all family drama in the monarchy. Pretty brutal. So they're out, which, you know, I'm sure is horrible. But it's also kind of like, what do you call, we have first world problems? What do you call that? Just
monarch problems.
Yeah, monarch problems. My monarch family's kind of racist, but we got to bail to do what's best for our family, but I'm still trying to get that million gazillions of dollars that we were supposed to just have because we woke up and we were in part of the royal line. Quite of an ordeal that I personally cannot relate to. I don't know if anyone can. I guess maybe if anyone, I guess it's Oprah, one of the most successful, richest, probably the richest black woman alive. So that was a whole thing that I'm still trying to just figure out. I remember making a skit about the royal wedding back in the day. You ladies love the royal wedding. And girls were like having parties at 6 a.m. to watch this thing live. And, you know, I think Prince was there. Not, well, the Prince, but also Prince. And lovely affair. They seem truly in love. They're figuring it out. They're doing what they got to do. But that is it's kind of like the England's kind of Kardashians, but less plastic and more gold bars. So I've enjoyed following that. It's been good. I hope they figure it out. And that's crazy, man. Meghan Markle, she was just like a regular LA actress, right? And someone was like, let me set you up with a friend of mine. He is redheaded. She's like, ugh, you know what? I'm desperate. And then they met. It's like, what do you do for a living? It's like, prince of a country.
Prince Andrew was set up by someone too.
Prince Andrew was set up by Epstein. And I forgot about. Yeah, Prince Andrew was in the Epstein documentaries. And we're just like, let's not really talk about that. But he might have been involved with some weird stuff there. Like, wow, a lot of drama there. It's going to make for some good documentaries. But I like Harry and Meghan. Wish the best to them. Hope they figure that out. What else is going on? Yeah, like I said, I got back from Connecticut, man. We were... we post Mom's Hype video this week, if y'all caught that. another hype video. I think it might be a series. We're enjoying it. Let us know what you want to see us hype next. But I enjoyed that. I know all the moms did. My mother, I'm sure, did. I'm always proud how we have the props in the house. I had that dark chocolate ready to go. Had some wine. Very mom vibes up in there. Derek brought the smoke machine. We had a crazy time. So let us know what you want a hype video next. Those are always fun to make because, it's great. I think people were really impressed. We just set up the light and the smoke screen, the smoke machine, and I just kind of flail around like a mom to pop smoke. I don't know. I love Pop Smoke's music. If you don't know who Pop Smoke is, that's the song in the hype videos, and he made a lot of intense rap music that I like to blare, and it makes me want to get in a fight, which I'll never do, but it is awesome. And I don't think he ever would have imagined a guy quite like me doing a little rendition of a mom to his music. I think that shows progress in a way. I think that's kind of sweet. White moms everywhere blaring Pop Smoke. I think we can all agree that is pretty awesome. So let us know what you want us to hype video next. That video's up, and I'm pumped to go to Phoenix in a few weeks. Get your tickets. There's only 3 of the 4 shows are sold out. TreyKeener.com/tour. Get your tickets to Phoenix. We'll see you there. Can't wait for that. We had a great time doing these shows. And yeah, I can't believe I try to eat healthy, right? Like, I don't want to at all, but I feel like I should try. And I gotta, you know, some of these cities, it's just not even possible. I'm like, we went to the venue and we're like, I was like, do you have any vegetables? Like, we literally have celery stalks, and then the next step we have an apple. And so I like tried to eat that, but I was like, I finally caved. I tried to order a salad. You girls who really know, I've learned this too, getting married and knowing things, that's oftentimes salad isn't really salad, right? You have like an iceberg lettuce salad with ranch from Subway. I guess that's no good. You have to have a real salad. I tried to order salad somewhere, and the waitress was like a fan of mine, and she was like, don't get that. I'm like, okay, do you have any vegetables? She's like, no, we don't. I was like, what do I do? She's like, honestly, dude, I don't even eat here. Like, so I thought, all right, chicken tenders. And I got the chicken tenders, and I dunked them in the sauce, and I loved it, but my body didn't. So I'm here trying to eat better, and it's tough. So I'm doing what I can, people. I'm trying to keep it tight. I don't want to gain the marriage 15. I don't know if that's the thing. I just made that up. But we're going to do the road life, I think. Feeling better about it. So I gotta keep it right and tight, okay? Did anyone watch all the All-Star Game stuff? NBA All-Star Game. All-Star games in all sports are typically really dumb, but the NBA is one of the better ones. They did that new cool ending where like the Ely ending or something like that, where basically, I don't know if you've ever watched the end of a basketball game or if you've ever been with, you know, around dudes who are like, oh, there's only 1 minute left. You're like, oh, actually the last minute of the game takes 39 minutes because they foul them repeatedly to try to win, but it never works. So they do this new ending where once you reach a certain score, they just turn off the clock. And it's like first to score 9 more points or something. Very fun. But the dunk contest happened. The dunk contest always, I remember growing up, the dunk contest was the best thing. Everyone looked forward to it. And now it gets worse every year. I don't know if you saw the guy who won it acted like he was going to kiss the rim and he didn't because, well, lose your teeth. And that was the winning one. The problem is with social media and stuff now there's professional dunkers. I can get on Instagram. I mean, we can get online and watch a guy do a 720 dunk. And it's just not, these guys, they're the best basketball players in the world, but they're not the best dunkers in the world. So it's kind of over. It's like in the PGA tournament, they did a long drive competition, but there's already guys hitting it way farther than them. They're not professional golfers because I can putt better than them, but they can swing at 400 plus yards. The dunk contest is ruined, and that's a shame. And I like how they do these like skills challenges, but it's a classic basketball player move where they like half try, right? I remember like layup lines in basketball is important. You can never pick your feet up off the ground. You just had to kind of shuffle and like miss the layup because that was cool. And I don't know that. I watched them do that, right? I was on the bench in a boot, but I can imagine that was what you were supposed to do, but the All-Star game, Team LeBron won. LeBron is going to be the best basketball player until he's 62. I don't even, that's a guy, he's probably going to be a UFC fighter after this. I don't know. He is also a droid of some sort. He's not a human being. And you have Steph Curry was out there just cooking better than Aisha. Her recipes, I heard, aren't that good. I'm just kidding. I've never tried her recipes, but is that what, if I think that's, maybe that's my goal. Is my goal to get so famous and successful myself that Katie can put out a cookbook for no reason? That's the new threshold, I think. Trust me, guys. If I ever get to that point, you do not want Katie's cooking. You don't want her to make a cookbook. She does a lot of things really, really great. A lot of things really, really great. We love her. We all do. I do especially. But I don't know. A lot of cookbooks out there. How are cookbooks still selling? When there's Google. If I want to make potato skins, I'm not thumbing through Pioneer Woman anymore. I just Google it. How are people still making cookbooks? There's YouTube channels. I like cooking. That's kind of become my new hobby, I've told y'all. And people are blown away that I can make like a chicken parmesan. I'm like, This isn't rocket science. I can't even say, I mean, clearly I'm not that smart. This isn't a rocket scientist. I like how the rocket science thing never made sense to me. And now it does because Elon Musk is actually the smartest guy in the world. And he is a rocket scientist. So it's kind of cool to see. But yeah, Katie comes out with a cookbook. I wouldn't recommend it, but if she comes out with other things, I do. But that's, yeah, that's a little on that. I watched All-Star Break back in the hotel room. I mean, I don't know how hotels with Airbnbs, I don't know how they're still in business. Of course, we checked in. The lady typed half another chapter in her novel and then checked us in. And I sat in there. I mean, just a sad place. My bar of soap was, it wasn't even scented, I don't think. Like, most soaps these days are like, this is grapefruit IPA mixed with pine wood. And there's just like, this is just soap. This is a Doubletree, sir. What do you want from us? La Quinta. La Quinta, baby. Talking about Babel. La Hotel. I don't know what it means. I haven't gotten that far yet. Anyone know what La Quinta means? It means sad, I think, in Spanish. Because that was what it felt. I don't know how hotels are doing it. Why are they not just like on an app where they say, hey, your code to your room is this. Just walk in. And that's what I want. My Airbnb was like, when y'all arrive, I want to come say hey to y'all. Like, oh, great. One of these. I just said, well, this was the truth. I was like, we'll be there at like midnight. And she just responded, oh. And we didn't see her. So at the time, I was like, are she still going to show up? But she didn't. We never saw her. But we lived in an old place. So I had to keep the water running because it was below freezing. I was like, why am I back in this? Where am I? San Antonio, Texas? I shouldn't be having to run the faucets when it gets this cold. But it was great. And I'm glad to be back. And I appreciate you guys. My fam vibes are up. So, yeah, that was a little about that. What else we got? I'll tell you what, we were in the green room in Bridgeport. We're chilling, you know, in between shows, about to go on. You had two shows. And we put on UFC. I've never, you know, the guys that get in a cage and fight. It's like, you know how we've made it illegal to, I think the step of it was, we made it illegal to cockfight with roosters. And we got made illegal to fight with like pit bulls. We're like, let's just get humans doing it. And so, and I'm all for it. They get in the cage and just darn near murder each other. I never watched this whole evening live, but we had it on there. And it is shocking. I watched, one thing happened the night where a guy kneed a guy right in the forehead. And I was like, yeah! But they're like, that was illegal. I was like, there's rules to this? There's like three rules. No touching of the hair or the face. Or, you know, of course. Oh, Anchorman. That's the best. But I watched this. And these guys, I'm fully, fully convinced they are droids of some kind. Because none of them are named Trey or Derek. It's like Israel Adesanya versus Islam Udunkachengal. And they're from like, they're like, yeah, this guy's from Russia. They found him like in a tree in Siberia. And now he can just decapitate you with his forearms. Like, who are these guys? I mean, seriously, we're going to look up these names of like the UFC lineup. The names are terrifying. I mean, just the names alone. Like, if I was in a bar fight and I was like, oh, really, dude? What are you going to do about it? Huh? What are you going to do about it? And he goes, my name is Islam Machakavach. I'm like, okay, would you, I'll buy you gin and tonic. I'm sorry. Here's the result. All right. Yeah. I think we have the whole results here. Jan Blachowicz upsets Israel Adesanya. Amanda. Oh, the women too. Oh, the women fights are insane, man. Oh, I can't even believe these women. I don't know where you find these women. They would absolutely end my life. They're just pummeling each other. Like, okay, here's the names. Aljamain Sterling versus Petr Yan. Alexander Rakic versus Thiago Santos. Dominic Cruz versus Casey Kinney. Guess who won that one? Dominic Cruz. Kyler Phillips versus Song Yadong. You run into an Asian dude at a bar and you're scrapping a little bit, and he said, yo, my name is Song Yadong. I am not letting him sing that song. You're not songing my dong. I'm out of here. That guy was jacked. Askar Askarov versus Joseph Benavides. And Kai Kara-France versus Rogerio Bontorin. They're a bunch of androids. Who are these people? What are these? Who are their names? They're terrifying. These people, they want it. And you see them oftentimes in the sport. A guy will get knocked out cold. He gets a hit. His arms lock up like a Thriller music video. And then they pounce on him. And they hit him with the sign of their fist. They're bludgeoning them as they're passed out, and the ref will wait. He's like, I'm gonna let him do this about six or seven times. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, his eyes are fully rolled back and said, let's call it. It is gruesome. And they wear gloves, I learned. The only point of the gloves is so they don't break their own knuckles. They do nothing other than that. It is a true gladiator savagery that went from chickens to pit bulls to humans. To droids, I think. That's good. But it feels like spring is here. The vibes are up. Oh, temperature's up. Cases are down. Patience is down. Vibes are up. I'm going to wrap up this episode. I'm going on a patio tonight because I can do that. Because I want to do that. Not because I have to. I'm not sitting in an inside on the outside. I'm just simply going to enjoy spring weather because I can. And I'm very excited about that. I'm probably get some guacamole. Dude, guacamole. I didn't have guacamole. I was raised, man. I had the classic dad who we went out to eat like once a year to Chili's. He's like, otherwise, he's like, eat to survive to the next meal. I don't, okay? Go eat the bark off the trees. Okay? What do you think? Money grows on trees? No. Food does. Eat it. Survive. And I didn't have guacamole till I was an adult. Blew my mind. I didn't have PB&J till I was an adult. I think the J was a little pricey. We just went PB only. I didn't have a lot of things. I think I've told my recties this before, but it is guacamole, man. You ever been to a party and someone makes guacamole and you take a bite? You're like, how'd you mess up this? How easy is this? I've been to several parties, several events where someone will make guacamole. I taste it and I go, they didn't do that good. And when they aren't looking, I'm in someone else's house, right? Let me paint a picture. I'm in someone's house and someone else's house. Someone brings guacamole. Already knowing this person, I'm like, I'm not too sure. I try the guacamole. Bland. I've locate the salt in this person's home. When that person's not looking, I douse several tablespoons in the guac, stir it up quickly, and we're good to go. I've been to one of these parties before where someone goes, It tastes good. Did someone, did you add salt? She's like, no, I didn't. I'm just, I'm quiet. I'm quiet as a mouse. I'm a secret seasoner. I make it better. That's one of my favorite joys. So I did that. I'm just, you know what? Sometimes I try to work to tone it down a notch. My wife helps me do this. Sometimes I can't help myself. I've noticed that being on the road for a while. I need to come back home and be trained by her again, because I was sassy to several people. The Uber dropped me off. I go, yeah, just this house here on the left. And he slows down, almost stops, but he keeps going. Like, no, just this one. And he keeps going. He goes, I can pull around back. I'm like, no, just, yeah, stop here. It's fine. Just here is fine. He keeps going. I go, stop. And he put it in park. I was like, sorry. Have a great day, sir. It's just, I get a little carried away sometimes. But it's great to be back. And I'm great. I always love talking to y'all. Thank y'all for listening time and time again. And make sure you watch, because we're up in the production game. And make sure you watch all the bonus stuff we have on trekkino.com/DLG. Do less guests. It's great. Okay, so thank you guys. Hope you have a great week. Get your tickets. Stay on the road. It's going to be great here. Vibes are up. Vibes are up. Peace.
Direct opinion.